The outing. Each summer, the church gave an outing. It usually took place on the 4th of July, that being the day when most of the church members were free from work. It began quite early in the morning and lasted all day. The saints referred to it as the Whosoever Will outing, by which they meant that, though it was given by the Mount of Olives Pentecostal Assembly for the benefit of its members, all men were free to join them. Gentile, Jew, or Greek, or sinner. The Jews and the Greeks, to say nothing of the Gentiles, on whom for their livelihood most of the saints depended, showed themselves, year after year, indifferent to the invitation. But sinners of the more expected hue were seldom lacking. This year, they were to take a boat trip up the Hudson as far as Bear Mountain, where they would spend the day and return as the moon rose over the wide river. Since on other outings, they had merely taken a subway ride as far as Pelham Bay or Van Cortlandt Park, this year's outing was more than ever a special occasion, and even the deacon's two eldest boys, Johnny and Roy, and their friend, David Jackson, were reluctantly thrilled. These three tended to consider themselves sophisticates, no longer, like the old folks, at the mercy of the love or the wrath of God. The entire church was going, and for weeks in advance talked of nothing else. And for weeks in the future, the outing would provide interesting conversation. They did not consider this frivolous. The outing, Father James declared from his pulpit a week before the event, was for the purpose of giving the children of God a day of relaxation, to breathe a purer air and to worship God joyfully beneath the roof of heaven, and there was nothing frivolous about that. And, rather to the alarm of the captain, they planned to hold church services aboard the ship. Last year, Sister McCandless had held an impromptu service in the unbelieving subway car. She played the tambourine and sang and exhorted sinners and passed through the train distributing tracts. Not everyone had found this admirable. To some, it seemed that Sister McCandless was being a little ostentatious.
"I praise my Redeemer wherever I go," she retorted defiantly. "Holy Ghost don't leave me when I leave the church. I got an everyday religion."
Sylvia's birthday was on the 3rd, and David and Johnny and Roy had been saving money for her birthday present. Between them, they had $5, but they could not decide.